Brian, obviously the third period was something that worked out well for your club. Just the day after here today, what's kind of the mindset on being able to pull that one out like you guys were able to do last night?
Just kind of looking at the way we played, to stick in it and to have that mindset that we can come back in those situations, because we were in a lot of similar situations last year where we fought our way back into games like that. And, taking the positives from it and also learning from it. I think, our starts, our first periods and first half of the game needs to get a little better right now. And so we're not, trying to come back in all those games.
How much fun have you had on the homestand getting the puck to go in again and having the big goals that you have?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you find the back of the net, it's nice. It's good for the confidence. And, this team, I don't think, is going to have any problems scoring goals this year. I think it's just a matter of, buckling down on defense and getting our assignments right.
What is it about the first period, Brian, that maybe has been eluding you guys at this point, that where you're not playing that game to start off?
I'm not sure. I don't know if we're a bit tight coming out, kind of feeling it out, waiting to see what happens. But that's definitely one thing that we want to get better at is our start. And our first few shifts of the game have to be a bit better. And, it's not a big thing. I mean, it's a little thing that we can get better at. And once we figure that out, we're going to be able to put together, full hockey games.
Brian, do you remember a four-game stretch like this where you had two third-period game winners and then a last-minute game tier?
No. It's just one of those things that, the puck seems to be finding me in the right spots right now, and it's going in. I mean, I've definitely been on both sides of those stretches where it feels like nothing's working and nothing's going in for you. So, just riding it out and trying to be in the right spot at the right time.
Sad to see the homestand come to an end then?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely nice to be at home. You're sleeping in your own bed and with your family a lot more. And we know we got a big trip coming up here. So, we want to finish it off the right way, but it's definitely nice, being at home a bit.
A lot of talk around both the teams going into tomorrow's game, Brian. I mean, you're looking forward to matching up against them for the first time this year?
Yeah, I think, there's kind of a bit of a rivalry there with, two young Canadian teams that are, talked about a lot. They got a really good team and we got a really good team, so it should be a good game. And it's one we definitely look forward to every year.
NBC's coming in to call this. Someone was telling me that this is going to be the first all-Canadian matchup that Doc Emmerich has called since, like, the 89 Cup Final. Does it feel like this is a big moment? Because on the outside, it sure is.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to pay attention to this game. There's a lot of, that chatter between Leafs fans and Jets fans and stuff, and, a lot of bragging rights. But at the end of the day, it's just another game, and it's more points up for grabs for us. That's the way we look at it. We don't look at it as it's any bigger than any other game. But it definitely, for some reason, you definitely get up for these type of games, that's for sure.
Strange, too, to see. I mean, it's only your only two matchups are happening in 1 week. I mean, is that a little bit of a strange kink in the schedule? Or?
Yeah, you don't see that very often, but I kind of like it. I think it's nice. I mean, you play them. If you have a tight, heated game, I mean, you get another shot at it the next night. So I think it's good to have those kind of games close together. I think it's good.
How about for Kyle coming back on your line here for at least a little bit?
Yeah, I saw the lines got a little mixed up in the third period last night. And, that's the way it is. I mean, going into the season that you're probably going to see a bunch of different combinations throughout the year. And, we're at that point now where we're still trying to figure it out a bit. So I think it's a nice problem to have where you can mix and match a lot of the guys on our forward group.